It's the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 234. That's 234 for Monday, June the 24th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. What provoked your interest to launch a peer advisory group for small business owners? Well, let's talk about it. I'll answer it in an episode that I'm entitling, Who You Surround Yourself With Matters. We'll explain that as we go along. I was not yet 30 when I began to distill building a business into three buckets of activities. Now, gambling is not something I do. For decades, I attended CES. That's the Consumer Electronics Show for you folks who may not know, because, well, I was in the business, and it is in Vegas, and I've never placed a single wager. But I did know enough about betting to know that a trifecta is a bet, well, mainly in horse racing, where the person betting forecasts the first three finishers in a race in the correct order. It's also defined as, quote, a run of three wins or grand events. Well, by the time I was approaching 40, I knew that these three buckets were a trifecta of successful business building. More appropriately, these three activities represented hitting the trifecta of business building. They are getting new customers, serving existing customers better, not going crazy in the process. And yes, they are in that order. Experience taught me that the first one, getting new customers, that could be insanely hard. And if we don't do it, well, we don't have a business. The second one, yeah, it can be equally tough, serving existing customers better. But boy, that third one, not going crazy in the process, it seemed to be the most difficult of all. Mental health, especially among small business owners, was not discussed much just a few years ago. It's gaining more traction, thankfully, but it still doesn't get nearly enough attention. But that third leg of the trifecta, not going crazy in the process, when I came up with that, it wasn't aimed at proper mental health or proper mental illness. It was far more everyday language that was just expressing the daily frustrations that every small business owner, every entrepreneur fully understands. I've always been an I wonder if we can kind of a guy. Maybe I bore easily. Well, I do. I do get bored easily. Maybe I just think that there's got to be a better way. I catch myself saying that very often. There's got to be a better way. Improvement. Well, to be fair, the quest for improvement is a constant pursuit. And it seems far more exciting way to roll than to be complacent. Now, I don't profess that I have always captured or caught improvement, but pursuit of it is an interesting thing. A decade ago, after about three decades of running businesses with lots of employees and inventory and trucks and real estate and hard assets, I stepped away to begin serving CEOs and business owners and executives and leaders. And this trifecta, getting new customers, serving existing customers better, not going crazy in the process, it was almost always in play. There were only a few exceptions for me, and that was city government and nonprofits. In every for-profit enterprise, the trifecta was always the needed focal point. Everybody I encountered, everybody I still encounter, who is running a for-profit business is woefully challenged by one or more of these three. And mostly that third one, well, that third one is universally difficult. And that's what led to an epiphany that brought about, well, it was brought about when a client was invited to check out a professional peer advisory group of CEOs. I was invited to consider running such a group. And up to that point, wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even know that, well, it's not quite fair to say I didn't know it existed, but not really. Yes, I had read Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, when I was in high school. It was the introduction of a mastermind group for most of us, but I never gave it much thought. Enter the internet. And all of a sudden, I began to be invited to a few mastermind groups. And I gave a few of them a shot, but they were just colossal failures, mostly because I had nothing in common with these people. The conversations weren't deep. They weren't meaningful. There was nobody in charge. There was nobody that was really a very good leader or facilitator. Mostly people were just kicking the ball around. They were just looking to promote themselves or their network. They were looking to make connections. I never participated in more than two sessions ever. I was serving CEOs and top level leaders, and I knew how lonely their work was. Been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt. I also knew how valuable my work was to them and for them. Serving them was as rewarding as any work that I had ever done. And I'm not so young, so that was saying something. I started thinking more deeply about my own life. I started thinking about the people who surrounded me. And frankly, most of these were at a personal level. And about this time, there was a book published, and the title of the book was The Power of Peers. And it was written by Leon Shapiro and Leo Battari. And I started looking online for interviews with these authors, especially video or audio interviews. And I didn't hardly find anything, but one day I stumbled on some interview that Leo Battari had done. Well, I read the book, and then I reread the book, and I began researching group learning, the power of collectives, and frankly, anything associated with how people can help each other through formal, confidential groups designed to help each person learn, understand, and grow. And I decided I'd reach out to Leo Battari. And we ended up forming a close friendship, and we launched a podcast together, which we still do. You can find it at leobattari.com. That's leobottari.com. We branded the podcast, the title of Leo's latest book, What Anyone Can Do. And this was about 3 years ago. Now, I was growing increasingly interested in the power of peer groups, especially for CEOs or business owners, but I couldn't find hardly any CEOs or business owners who had ever experienced it. And it really wasn't that surprising because I had operated businesses for decades myself. I didn't have any awareness. Nobody had ever even invited me. I was investing in my own learning, my own understanding, and my own growing, all with regards to Leo's tagline, "Who you surround yourself with matters." Now, I had raised kids and now had grandkids, so I knew it was positively true. In fact, every parent knows that it is true. That's why we concern ourselves with who our kids have as friends, because we know that who you surround yourself with matters. I have a few superpowers. You've likely got many more. Now, I've got way more weaknesses than superpowers, but thankfully, maybe I have enough superpowers to offset the weaknesses. Empathy, compassion, forgiveness, communication, problem solving. These are the strengths of my character. I didn't feel like I was fully utilizing these things. And I was growing increasingly unhappy in my work, even though clients were happy. I sat down to quietly think about what was going on and what I should do. I wasn't being true to who I mostly was and who I mostly wanted to be. And it was manifested in that I wasn't serving the people I most wanted to serve, small business owners. Now, people love name brand clients. People love big fish. I get it. And I had succumbed to it myself in serving and pursuing CEOs of bigger companies, hired guns, every one of them. Nothing wrong with that, but they weren't my people. So one day, while I was sitting in my kitchen alone, I did something super weird. I put a digital audio recorder on the counter. I turned it on record, and then I sat at the counter with pad and pen in hand, and I conducted a coaching session with myself. For the next 2 hours, I did for myself exactly what I do with clients. I asked tough questions that would provoke deeper thoughts and hopefully truthful answers. You can listen to the recording. No, you'll never hear it. Sorry. My tone of voice asking the questions is a different tone than the one when I answer the question. In fact, when you listen to it, it almost sounds, not quite, but it almost sounds like two different people in the conversation. And I was making notes, just like I would in any real coaching session. You hear me say it all the time here at the Grow Great Podcast. You'll figure it out. I'm just here to help. And I was trying that very same approach with myself. And I thought, well, this is going to be ridiculously weird and it's going to be super difficult. Frankly, it was neither weird nor difficult. And from that session emerged some truths. I mostly resonated with small business owners. They were my people. They were the people that I was most drawn to help, but I was not doing that. I was not serving them. Another truth emerged. I'm an introvert. I abhor showing off. I respect people who do it, people who can do it. It's just not me. I enjoy being behind the scenes. I enjoy pushing others more and more into the spotlight. Now, I've been podcasting for 20 years, and that has always filled a need to communicate, candid communication. I just have never viewed it as promoting myself, and promoting myself has just never been comfortable. More introversion truths emerged, and it dawned on me that if given the choice between socializing, between entering two rooms, one filled with 300 people, one with six, I would quickly opt for the smaller room where I could enjoy deeper conversations and get to know six people very well. I crave deep conversation where I can really get to know people. Small talk empties my tank faster than anything that I know. Groups matter. My deep belief in the power of the collective, that also emerged from this weird coaching session I had with myself. I had experiences in group learning, but I had failed to translate that experience into the realm of business. I used it quite heavily when it came to other areas of my life. I had mentors, most of whom were a decade to two decades older than me, a few who were even a decade younger than me. Leo Batari, he urged me, pushed me, encouraged me to launch a group. He could see how ideally suited I was for the work. And so a decision was made, and one thing after another got in my way. And at first I felt like, man alive, I am just snake bit. And then I began to wonder if, well, maybe I'm just self-sabotaging things. And with outside help, I realized neither was true. I was neither snake bitten nor was I sabotaging myself. Life was happening. And I was going it alone instead of reaching out for help. And that is a personal hazard that I suffer because my strength is to serve. And that strength becomes a weakness when it comes to my own life. Forgiveness. I have taken character strengths test, and forgiveness invariably always comes out number one. Problem. I have great difficulty forgiving myself. I can forgive others with ease. And so this natural strength to serve bites me in the butt with my own life because I find it hard to accept help, not because I don't value it and not because I don't value other people, but because I don't want to impose on other people. I know they have troubles of their own, and I am much, much more comfortable helping them with their problems and talking to them about their problems than I am my own. Well, a few months back, I backed my ears and I went forth. Slowly at first, but mentally and emotionally, I had made my bet. I was going all in. Every chip I had was in the middle of the table on the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. Bula Network's my company. I started mentioning it in the podcast, and consistently I would mention it, and I wouldn't hawk it heavily, but I began to attract some interest. Some small business owners began to respond, and now as I transition to full-time commitment only to the Peer Advantage, I find myself looking forward to the transition away from everything else. I told somebody the other day that I long to wake up in the morning with just the members of the Peer Advantage on my mind as the people who I will serve. I mean, to be able to focus that intently on a group of people and their businesses and their lives, man, that just, it energizes me. I mean, just the thought of it elevates my energy. So I'm pushing harder and harder to get this first group launched. Four charter members are going to start. Well, because I want to rely on input from them to fill the remaining three seats, not in a recruitment fashion, but in figuring out who, what type of people, what industries do we want now at the table to round this out to a group of seven. This is going to be life-changing for the members. I guarantee it. I guarantee it's going to be life-changing for me, too. Here's the bottom line investment. We're going to meet every other week for 2 hours. This is a virtual, by way of a video conferencing platform, group. We're not going to meet in person. I'm not going to say we never will, but that's not part and parcel of the program. 2 hours every other week. A hard start time, a hard stop time. 4 hours a month where we are going to put in the work to learn, to understand, and to grow our businesses, to grow our lives, to grow our leadership. Virtual meetings online, capable of accessing it, mobile, laptop, desktop, tablet, convenience, it's a key. On-demand digital learning, digital workshops or webinars, and these are going to be completely driven by the 7 members of the group. Where is our curiosity? What do we want to know more about? And I'll find people that will provide for us learning that you can access in the convenience of your home or your office. Easy, easy peasy, on-demand kind of digital learning. A monthly hour-long one-on-one coaching session with me. And additional sessions can be available at a greatly reduced price. I want to serve these people and only these people. There's a $1,299 one-time enrollment fee. Yep. You're going to have to pony up the dough. Things are worth what you pay for them. And you know that's true. $12.99 one-time enrollment fee, non-refundable. I want your commitment. I'm making my commitment. You need to make yours. And you're making your commitment not in me, but you're making it in yourself. You're making it in the group. $2,697 quarterly membership subscription. There is a 100% money-back guarantee on this. Lifetime price protection for charter members. These people who form this group, their membership subscription will never increase as long as they have continuous membership. The 100% money-back guarantee is really simple. If you are unhappy at any point during the first 90 days, you get a full refund on your membership subscription, and we part company friends. Super easy. There is an Apply Now button in today's show. You can also find it by going to thepeeradvantage.com. When you click that Apply Now button, there's a few brief questions. It won't take you more than a few minutes to complete that. That will prompt us to get on the phone together, where I will answer any questions you may have. I'll ask you a few questions. We'll learn more about each other, and we will figure out together, is this the right opportunity for you or not? If you are a small business based in the U.S., this is the right opportunity for you. Now, let me end by telling you a few things that I'm really looking for specifically. And this isn't mandatory, but if I can find these, I'm interested especially in these because I'm interested in diversity. I'm interested in various points of view. One of the things that every leader, every business owner, every CEO laments is blind spots. I'm nervous and I'm worried about my blind spots. I'm not worried about what I see. I'm worried about what I can't see. And that's where a group, a collective, really benefits. And frankly, the greater the diversity, the greater the opportunity for us to remedy our blind spots. Are you a woman? Are you a female business owner operating in a blue-collar kind of an industry? It could be anything. The thing that leaps to my mind would be construction, commercial or residential. I'm thinking, I know of women who operate, for instance, drywall companies. You don't typically think of a woman owning a drywall company or an electrical contracting company. But if you are a female owner and you operate in a blue-collar industry that typically is male-dominated, I'm especially interested in speaking with you. If you are running an accounting firm or any kind of a firm that is very steeped in financials and very steeped even in the economy, I'm interested in talking with you. Financial prowess has great benefit in a group like this. Are you a manufacturer? Any kind of a manufacturer. I don't care about what your sales distribution looks like. But if you're in the manufacturing game, I'm also interested in talking to you. Those three right now are especially on my radar as I hit the record button today on Monday, June the 24th, 2019. But no matter, any U.S.-based small business owner, I'm interested. Your revenue count doesn't matter. Your head count doesn't matter. What matters is how close are you to the business? If I were to come up to you and meet you and call you an operator, would you be offended by that, or would you wear it as a badge of honor? I use it as a badge of honor, but there are some entrepreneurs, they're too fancy. They don't consider themselves operators. They're busier trying to raise money and capital. I'm not interested. Sorry, I'm just not. I'm interested in business owners who are operators, people who are close to the employees and closer still to the customers. These are the people that I'm attracted to serve. These are the people that I want surrounding me and surrounding each other inside the Peer Advantage. Visit thepeeradvantage.com for more details. I would encourage you to click that Apply Now button and let's get this thing going. If you are a U.S.-based small business owner, be well, do good, grow great. The website for the podcast is growgreat.com. Again, my name is Randy Cantrell. Thanks for listening.